the peace of God. Nothing missing. Go ahead and say nothing missing. And nothing broken. Peace, peace, peace. The peace of God. Shalom. That's what we got to receive. He says, by having this, he says, this peace, righteousness. How many know you're righteous? We've been made the righteousness of God. One thing to read it, and how many know you're righteous, though? We are made righteous through Jesus Christ. It is not, understand this, you may be having some challenges in your walk, but your position in God is righteous. Why? Because he's made us to be his righteousness. And that's enough to get excited about right there. He said, this peace, this righteousness, and what? This security. We have security. Go ahead and say, I got security. You know, I know this affects more the sisters than brothers, because sisters need security. I'm gonna come, that's how it was. You know why a woman needs security more than a man? Huh? When God created woman, everything was in order. She had security. She used to having security. A woman ain't wired. She's not wired to not have security. And when security is not evident, then she got a problem. Uh-huh. Oh, y'all ain't. Uh-huh. Yeah, she got a problem with not having security. Why? Because stuff is not in proper order. When she came on the scene, stuff was in order. Man, Adam had it together. Everything was right. Everything was, he was in the garden. He had everything. He was tending the garden. He had a job. Everything was in order. Only thing she had to do was just be. Only thing she had to do was just be Eve. Huh? Security. Everybody say security. And see, that's why women have problems when there is no security evident. Because when you always used to having something, if you used to having gas in your car and you get in your car and it's on empty, something ain't right with that. You look at that down and say, I ain't used to this. In a minute I can run out of gas. I can't get to my destination. Everybody say security. It said this peace, this righteousness, this security. He said triumph over opposition. No weapon. Why? Because we triumph. We have victory over opposition. How many got some opposition in your life right now? No, it's all right. If you got something opposing you right now, you have triumph ability within over that. Hallelujah. You have the ability in you right now to triumph over that. Go ahead and say, I triumph. I have the ability to triumph over my present situation. Hallelujah. We have in New Life the ability to triumph over financial lack. Oh, y'all got to get this. You got to get this in your spirit. We have the power of Almighty God living within us to give us the ability to triumph. If you have sickness in your body, you got ability to triumph over that situation right now. Whatever the situation is, whatever it is, we have the ability. Go ahead and say, I have the ability. Hallelujah. I have the ability, because he says, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue shall rise against you in judgment. You shall condemn and show to be in the wrong. This peace, this righteousness, this security, this triumph over opposition is the heritage. It's your right. It's your right as a child of Almighty God. It's your heritage. Huh? He said, it's your heritage as a servant of the Lord is reproduced. This is the righteousness or the vindication which they obtain from me. This is that which I imparted to them as their justification, says the Lord. In other words, our justification, he's put us in the winning circle. Yeah, he put us right there in the winner circle. In other words, you have already won. No. I know sometimes it's difficult for us to know I have the victory when I'm in the middle of a situation. Because we are more geared to looking at the physical than knowing that we have victory in the spirit. Am I right? So as a result, many times we get sidetracked by what we see, what we feel, what we smell, what we taste, what we hear. But we have to remain focused on what we know.